tell you that what I am and introduce myself. We Navajo people have a clans or what we ever call. My clan is what they call Mexican clan. So I'm a Mexican clan. My wife is what they call coming to water clan. So I am over about 71 years old. My father and mother has been to Fort Summers during the time of the Fort Summer walk. So I just like to tell a little story which they have told me before they passed it away. He said that he was about 42 years of age when the Fort Summer Long Walk . My mother was nearly the same age too, but 36. She was a little bit younger than my father. And after they came back from Fort Summer, I was born along the Rio Grande River. During this time, my people and some other relations are still wandering along side of the Rio Grande River. They have settled down from the Rio Grande up to Cayancita during the early days. This is how we have came to Cayancita. So today we have a little reservation there of our own. It is not too big to talk about, but there is over about 400 to 500 population that lives there. And we are under the Navajo tribe today. We used to be under the United Pueblo out of Albuquerque for quite a number of years. So now we are under the Navajo tribe today. So we are all right with our people. The Navajo tribe has worked it pretty hard to do a lot of different things of a way of running its people. So I'm very proud of the Navajo tribe, how they got along with its people. So I don't really know or see what mostly the biggest problem is about the Cayancita people. As I know so far, that we are doing pretty good in the way of living. We have livestock to talk about. We have sheep and cattle and horses. Just lately, we started to build houses. I'd like to tell you in the early days of 1919. In 1919, there was no white man or any other leaders that came around Kayanta. And finally, we just pushed ourselves on, and year after years. But we never went away. We stayed one place. Which learned quite many things into the councilman meeting at Window Rock, Arizona. And today I think I had a very good experience with what I have learned and how it is running in the needs of my people. So we have worked, we are now working with the ONEO program. I think you people around this area, around Smith Lake area and other areas, are also run under the ONEO program. And it is a very nice thing to have into our tribal country. And I think you have learned it very much about the ONEO because you are close enough to see them mostly every day. But we are living way out far where we are hard to reach and takes time for our guests and different things. They have run it from Albuquerque, Santa Fe. This is the way it was. So he doesn't have anything more to say. But the boy said that he's going to see his mother. So I don't know what more to tell you about things you have already have told each other about how the ONEO is helping its people. They are helping us the same way. But one thing that we have, in a way of a hardship life, is a water problem. In the Kayansito area, and all close to Albuquerque, we have a sorrel water. The water is the only thing that's giving us trouble, cause water don't taste good in that area. So we was talking about the water problem the last meeting that we had at KMC. We tried to run a pipe from Albuquerque area up into Kayansita. It's about 20 miles. And they are still talking about how it will be fixed for us has a problem that big, but I think it can be done somewhere. So we are still keeping talking about such problem in that area. I think you have a very good place living here around the mountainside. Where mountains are, there are good waters. So I think to myself that you people don't have hardships. And I don't know what more to tell you in line of all these things. So there is the early start when we have first made in building houses. That is the time before the ONEO has ever known. My people in Kayansito area help each other to work on houses, build houses. Among the relations and friends, we have worked together for quite a number of years until the ONEO arrived from Winter Rock. And today, most of my